We're either all in or not. We either live or rot. There is no in between. Man, made to be a king, can choose to be a queen, but she is not a king. And no matter how she tries, she cannot be all in. She has no phallic member. That's the consequence of switching gender. We are either all in or not. We either live or rot. There is no in between. No spiritual hermaphrodite. Built to crush darkness and emit light. Invented royal seed. But Atalaya hunts our throne. And as a carnal drone, she is all in, fully betrothed to sin. And from your mirror, she will capsize your win if you're not all in. Lukewarm in the Arctic snow, you will end up frozen. In Genesis 1:28, Yahweh gave his vote to his chosen. He never doubted them when he said, Haya, or... Meanwhile, love's celestial capsules in flesh live as abominations, relieving shoulders from the wheel. All in is to commit to action, minus how we feel. Too many of our unloved ones trapped in hell, following the lied piper entranced in his average spell. Satan all in to rabidly oppose love's image in earth. So before we are baptized in dirt, will we commit to subdue the earth? Because we're either all in or not. We either love or rot. There is no in between. Man, made to be a king, can choose to be a queen, but regardless of preferred pronouns, she is not a king.